Blog Talk Radio.
Well, thank you, Simplicity. I want to thank you for being here this minute. We are going to connect to our dream, deep conversation around dreaming. And I thought it would be perfect to start out before we dive into the meanings and recapitulate a little bit about how we can maintain a healthy practice is to go ahead and read, I'll read, you can listen, from the Prophet. And this book is a great little one to have around if you're inspired to contemplate wisdom shared in this book. And this one is actually a lead-in on death, and the reason I'm using death as that overarching theme, and you'll see, talks about the dream, is because at night we basically surrender to just ourselves in that moment and open ourselves to what is available to us when we are not physically and intellectually engaging in this 3D perceived reality. So then Almatra spoke, saying, "We would ask now of death." And he said, "You would know the secret of death, but how shall you find it unless you seek it in the heart of life? The owls whose night-bound eyes are blind unto the day cannot unveil the mystery of flight. If you would indeed behold the spirit of death, open your heart wide unto the body of life. For life and death are one, even as the river and the sea are one. In the depth of your hopes and desires lies your silent knowledge of the beyond. And like seeds dreaming beneath the snow, your heart dreams of spring. Trust the dreams, for in them is hidden the gate to eternity. Your fear of death is but the trembling of the shepherd when he stands before the king whose hand is to be laid upon him in honor. Is the shepherd not joyful beneath his trembling that he shall wear the mark of the king? Yet is he not more mindful of trembling? What is it to die, but to stand naked in the wind and to melt into the sun? And what is it to cease breathing, but to free the breath from its restless tides, that it may rise and expand and seek God unencumbered? Only when you drink from the river of silence shall you indeed sing. And when you reach the mountaintop, then you shall begin to climb. And when the earth shall claim your limbs, then you shall truly dance." So you can contemplate that if you're inspired. You can pick up this book, The Prophet Caleb Gibran. And this was on in this book. It might be a little different in different sizes, but 87 to 88 comes in a large and a small format. So the dreaming, the meaning of, oftentimes we may not remember our dreams, however everyone is dreaming. And sometimes we can remember them so vividly, they feel just as real as this reality, quote unquote. And this is the fun exploration of our own awareness, our own consciousness, and to begin to unravel the mystery that we really don't know, nor will we ever completely know everything there is to know about the universe and the universes beyond this one. So the dreaming, as I've mentioned in the past, is a great way to, one, reconcile aspects of yourself, reconcile things that you're carrying around, especially before you reach that gateway of death. And if you have the preoccupation of thought and conversation about yourself and or others in your mind, this can be problematic and at times be a huge distraction from every living, everyday joy and play and laughter, and just diving into that which you're passionate about. So where I'd like to start tonight is, I guess we've already started, but is to ask you the question, is your mind, body, and spirit clear? This is really important as everything in life, for instance, the way of tea, I serve tea to people that come and see me or in tea ceremony, and the tea can be very different depending on how I show up or if you're drinking from someone else, how they show up. The quality of that tea experience is really going to depend on a couple things. The tea, my conversation with the tea, the water, my conversation with the water, my conversation with the guests or guest, my conversation with the set and setting that I've prepared. So this is very similar with the dreaming and our living. So if your mind, body, or spirit isn't clear and is crying out for some attention, then it's important to pay attention to that and address it the best you can in your everyday life. When we go into that dreaming realm, if you don't feel completely still in all aspects of your life, the quality of your dreams is directly related to the reality that you are perceiving and co-creating in your everyday life. So your habits, your afflictions, your fixations will manifest not only in physical perceived reality, but also in the dreaming. So this is, you know, to kind of understand that, it's kind of similar to if you do a case study or a market research study, there's certain things they need to eliminate because it could create bias because of certain situations. The same thing if you know you're have an addictive pattern that you're trying to move past, there might be patterns that you'll see in your dreaming that you have to keep in perspective. The storytelling could get very large. You might put more emphasis on them when actually they're there as teaching or to help assist you move past those habits, afflictions, or fixations. If your emotions are really turbulent, you will feel these go into the dreaming realm. They might even interrupt your dreaming or sleep. And if this is the case, I always recommend to people sit up and meditate or lay there and meditate. Be in Shavasana, yoga pose called the corpse, and just relax. Don't worry about getting enough hours of sleep. If you're that filled with anxiety, stress, or worry, or just awake, allow yourself to be so and to calm that anxiety and stress with breath work, relaxing, letting go of the thoughts, and letting go of the emotions. These can feed into the dreams. You'll know if you have fear dreams, anxiety dreams, those dreams where you are trying to run away but can't. Those are letting you know what's going on in your 3D reality. These are stumbling blocks in the sense for your everyday life and in your dreaming to allow it to go a little bit deeper so your dreaming can serve you in its highest and best possible way. And then you'll want to remember before you go into dreaming, as I mentioned before, what are you putting into your body, your emotional body, your astral body, your physical and your spiritual body, especially before you enter the sleep world. Now, if you're being this cautious at night, think about that during the day too. What are you putting into your emotional, astral, physical, and spiritual body? And be really, really careful about the set and setting. It's really easy to just go along with certain things. As we're entering a new lunar cycle, be really sure where you want to stand in this next lunar cycle and be ready not to waver. If you act like more of an adolescent or a teen and fall for the peer pressure to go along with some peers that might be in a little bit more of a delinquent phase, that will seep through in many different aspects of your reality. So from there, once you determine what's going on with mind, body, and spirit, then you can start to really address some of those areas, nourish them in your 3D reality, and then in the dreaming state, you have this great opportunity to see what's there and what you want to work with and where you'd like to go from there. If something arises, the exciting part is you can address it in the dream. So in the dreams, and this is leads in from the habits, the afflictions, and the fixations, there's this discerning. So if you're having a desire, if you have a fixation in your 3D reality and it hasn't come to pass, what you're doing is you're sending out ley lines of want and trying to satiate those sense pleasures. This can impact your dreams. And be careful with this, as we're going to connect to a little bit of Carlos Castaneda. You might, let's say, be having just certain cravings for a person, a place, or a thing, and they might manifest in your dreaming state. However, they may not be the actual person, place, or thing that you thought it was, and that can be a trick. So just pay attention to what's unfolding. Next, forecasting. The forecasting in the dreams can give you a heads up. What's really powerful about the forecasting that you might receive in the dream is that it allows you to be more open in that moment. It also lets you know that you're on course, meaning that if you saw your full map, a very detailed map of your life and many other incarnations, these dreaming forecasts will say, ooh, you're right on track. And don't worry, if you're a little off track, you'll get back on. But the beautiful part is that you don't need to necessarily talk so much about what was forecasted, but just digest it, allow it to sit with you. And if there are some actions in those dreams that you didn't like, that what you were shown, that's also giving you opportunity to correct yourself before you meet that destiny. The next part of a dream can be fantasia, pure fiction, something that you're just creating, like story, a fairy tale. Be mindful with this. People that tend to be a little bit more theatrical might add this theatrical element into their dreams. And then to be mindful of how you translate this theater into your everyday life, and does it serve you? And then finally, this is an opportunity to make change in your dreams. As I mentioned, if something is happening that you don't like, it gives you the opportunity to look around, see what you would like to change, really allow yourself to see what is presenting itself, and ask to see what's being presented. You don't have to take everything as face value. You might perceive it exactly with the lens that you want to see it as. However, there might be a different story underneath, and there might be a trick that happens. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to listen to a song by Beach House called The Myth. And as you do, I want you to think about just what your dreams have been like. And the dreams don't just have to be sleeping dreams, especially if you don't remember them. But think about the quality of the dreams, and also think in the relationship to your life right now, how you feel physically, mentally, emotionally, and to see what's happening and where you need to bring yourself into balance. Just allow yourself to sit back, relax, connect to the myth, and then when we come back, we'll connect to a little bit of Carlos Castaneda. So the mystical energy of dreaming and what is possible when we take a little bit more time to really attune and prepare ourselves for sleep. So if you think about it, when we were little kids, hopefully, we were prepared for bedtime with maybe a bath, a bedtime story, tucked in by our parents. And if you didn't receive any of that, then do it for yourself now. Give yourself the opportunity to read a bedtime story. Go check out a bunch of kids' books, maybe ones that you loved as a child, and prepare yourself for that sleep space. That's really, really important. If you have fears or phobias or restlessness about sleep, this is a great time to look at it and connect. So, The Art of Dreaming by Carlos Castaneda. I would like to, one, give this book a shout out. Number two, thank our show sponsor, Audible.com. You can click on the link below and you can actually receive a free title by clicking on that link and checking out their services from there. And you might be able to even pick up Carlos's book, The Art of Dreaming. So within this book, if you have the opportunity to read, and it's one of those books you could read several times, take some time, read it slowly. Towards the middle of the book, there is a exploration and a practice continues. So Don Juan is basically leading him through training, dreaming training. And one thing I really love that is pointed out in this book is the inorganic light, meaning that there are these stresses that you can actually ask to see what's really present. So as you cultivate your dreaming experience, it's really important sometimes to ask, who is this? Or really not take it at face value. So sometimes you might see, maybe you would see me there for a moment, but you really want to make sure it is me, or if it's you, a reflection of you pretending to be me. This allows you to discern really what's happening in the dream and where the projection is and what's happening as far as is something being communicated that you need to know about. Is there a metaphor there? Are you being asked to address something inside? More than likely, yes. And remembering, the more and more that you become the observer, then you'll have a greater attunement to what's being communicated and how it can serve. For me personally, because of the practice I have and how I work with people one-on-one, I utilize the dreaming practice to work with those individuals prior to them arriving. And then when people are on retreat with me and prior to retreat, so this allows me to communicate with their being and assist what might be going on, whether they're still working through the physical realm, meaning life, or they're a new person coming in, or a person that's exiting out. So the exploration, what I wanted to share here is that they're going back and forth. I was originally going to read the That might be a little much. You can read it, page 167 through 171, if you want to jump in there after the segment or want to download it or read it today in the near future. But basically, what he's explaining is that the dream state with an intention to see and discern what is being shown. And if you're seeing a vase, that's really the vase. If you're seeing a metaphor, what is the metaphor? If you're looking for something, are you finding it? Or if you keep receiving obstacles, is the dream asking you to look within yourself for the answer versus trying to find it at work? And as you go through it, I also like to ask to see the energy will give you an understanding of if the energy feels integral, not inorganic, it feels organic, and that keyword organic would be something that's more in alignment with the system we've been on. It's not organic, something that that synthetic, we'll use that word synthetic, and can be manipulative for you and potentially could put you into danger. So yes, there's danger in dreaming. That's why you might remember having nightmares from time to time or a reoccurring one. You want to get yourself out of danger, rewrite the script, rewrite the screenplay so that you can have more people in all aspects of living. So the one thing that he shared here is he uses the metaphor, which you might have heard many times over, is that, you know, as you peel back these layers, it's like back that onion. And then we in the dreams and we're allowing ourselves to do what needs to. We don't get taken in by something. And what I'll do sometimes when I know there's a trick happening, pull yourself back to your body, come back to the body and connect to here, and then decide, okay, I need to evaluate what's happening. And then you can enter the dream if you so do choose. It's really important to ask the what's happening. Don Juan in my dream, I had seen a real vase, and then my dreaming attention had moved over distances to see a real surrealist painting of a bejeweled woman. The result, with the expectation of seeing energy, had been very close to an ordinary dream, in which items, when gazed at, quickly turned into something else. I know how disturbing this is, he went on, definitely aware of my bewilderment. For some reason, pertinent to the mind, to see energy in dreaming is more upsetting than anything one can think of. I remarked that I had seen energy in dreaming before, yet it had never affected me like this. Now, your energy body is complete and functioning, he said. Therefore, the implication that you see energy in your dream is that you are perceiving a real world through the veil of a dream. That's the importance of the journey you took. It was real. It involved energy-generated items that nearly ended your life. Was it that serious? He said, Don Juan. You bet. The creature that attacked you, made of pure awareness, was as deadly as anything can be. You saw its energy, and I'm sure that you realize by now that unless we see in dreaming, we can't tell a real energy generating thing from a phantom projection. So even though you battled the inorganic beings and indeed saw the scouts and the tunnels, your energy body doesn't know for sure if they were real, meaning energy generated. You are 99, but you are, 99, but 100% sure. So what's really important about this, as you learn to discern and decode your dreams, you'll get more in a sync, and then you'll have confirmation. As I mentioned in the beginning of this episode, you'll have confirmation in some of those forecasting, I'm on track, and wow, okay, this was the dream, this is the 3D reality, these were the metaphors, and this is what I was being shown. And were there any tricks in that? Absolutely not, and this is how it unfolded. Or the dream was inviting me to change my perception in the situation so I wouldn't get upset, or I'd embrace it, or be steady during the process and not thrown off course. So I'm going to leave you with that tonight, a lot of information. We'll come back to Carlos Castaneda from Time to Not Time. Again, a great book to have on file if you like to read or for your library. If you have questions about dreaming, please feel free to email me at SuzanneToro@gmail.com. Again, that's SuzanneToro@gmail.com. You can also check out the links below. And if you do want to see if Audible.com has that book, The Art of Dreaming, you can do that or check out another title. Until next time, this is She signing out with little random rab for my corpse. As you do this, think about how you want to enter your dream time the next time you show up. Until then, check in where you're at, where you need to be nourished, and I look forward to connecting in the future. This is she signing out with a full heart, a big smile, a deep bow, and a namaste. Be simply.